Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan.
Hello.
East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy Nolan.
Hello, Darren.
So, I know you probably can't mention the car dealership.
I was asked not to know.
But something ugly went down at a motor dealership. Hmm. What happened?
Well, it wasn't a normal Saturday morning from what I hear. Yeah. First of all, my source is the KZN operations manager of a motor brand. He didn't want to be named, he didn't want the brand to be named, but he did share this with me. Mm-hmm. And I got to see the security footage, more on that later. Mm-hmm. Things got totally out of hand, quite literally. Let's start with a few days earlier where it all began. A woman signed an offer to purchase an entry-level hatchback at this dealership, and she paid a 22,000 Rand holding deposit on it. This after quite lengthy negotiations about all the costs and whatever. I gather it was a first-time new car buyer. And so she sat with the dealership's finance and insurance manager, commonly known as F&Is, for quite some time, got the deal all signed up. And here's the thing, and this is why I'm actually talking about this case. An offer to purchase document, that form you fill in, is a contract which is binding on both the customer and the dealership. So the customer can't just somehow pull out because they...
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Yeah, and the dealership likewise can't say, sorry, you're not selling you the car because...
Someone else gave us a better offer.
Well, yeah, but they'll always say, well, there was some confusion and we didn't realize the other salesman was dealing with someone else. But actually what happened was they got a better offer. So it works both ways.
Yes.
It's binding, and I've dealt with both sides of that story.
Okay,
so each person has rights. It is binding, right. But a few days later, the customer said that she rather wanted the F&I to take out the car insurance component because she couldn't afford that premium on top of the car installment every month.
Yeah.
So the F&I manager told her that that wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Car financing banks, remember we discussed this in last week's
show. Just last week,
funnily
yeah.
enough,
yeah.
yes. Car financing banks are entitled to insist that the cars are comprehensively insured for the duration of the contract because they are the title holders, right, until the car's paid off. So, then the woman said, well, okay, then I want to cancel the deal. And again, she was told that wasn't possible. The dealership had incurred costs in having the accessories that she wanted fitted, in getting the car ready for collection, etc. So that brings us to the Saturday morning at this dealership about 3 weeks ago. She arrived with her male relatives in tow, some burly chaps, demanding the refund of that deposit of hers, that 22,000. So the dealer principal was out at the time, but... the staff members got him on the phone and got the customer to speak to him. And he again said, look, we might cancel the deal, but you cannot collect your deposit today. It's not possible. And that's when things got out of hand. So security footage shows one of the woman's relatives, a particularly large chap, picking up one of those, you know, those metal cube poles.
The pole that normally has a rope from rope to that goes from pole to pole.
Forget the rope, just the
pole.
The pole with that stand at the bottom. So it looks fairly menacing with a big chap stalking through a dealership.
wielding
one of those between the cars. There were a lot
pole.
Of cars, yes.
Yeah.
So suddenly he stops at one little hatchback and it looks like you think he's going to smash this pole at the car, but instead he just whacks with his bare hand the back windscreen. It's called a backlight in the industry.
Yeah.
And it breaks, which is quite amazing to me in itself.
Wow, that must have been quite a scene.
Well, you can imagine, not your normal Saturday morning
car
browse. So the other customers fled in haste, and the police were called to remove the trouble causes.
And then what happened?
Well, in the end, I mean, the dealership did refund the woman's deposit and cancel the deal, despite, as I've said, the deal being binding on her. The ops manager put it like this: sometimes it's better to part ways with a customer instead of having such incidents happen on your showroom floor.
Sure.
And if a person is capable of behaving like that, we really don't want them as a customer.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, just sort of get them out of your hair. And to a point, yes, of course, it's understandable. But for me, as a consumer journalist who's seen, unfortunately, they are a minority, but you do see consumers behaving really badly.
Mm.
It's tantamount to rewarding bad behavior.
Yes.
And it's kind of, you know, the child has a tantrum, so you give them what he wants. It's encouraging them to carry on having tantrums to get what they want. So it really leaves a bad taste. It's not a way to carry on when you don't get your way. But the fact is, as I said, and I keep repeating, signing an offer to purchase agreement is not the same thing as signing a quote. It is a binding agreement. And some dealerships let customers off the hook if they're an egg on the deal, but others... and I've spoken to a few of them. They're getting tired of doing all the paperwork, getting the car delivered in the customer's chosen color, getting it spec'd as requested, and all the rest, only to have the person say they've changed their minds or got a better deal somewhere else. They are getting a bit cut full of this, and they're taking legal action to force the customer to honor the deal. So it's a binding deal, signatures on there, and all the rest. And they can,
plus those costs are going to go up now, now that they have to get private security to watch their customers.
That. Yes, watch for people picking up poles. The Motor Industry Ombudsman of South Africa, Johan van Vreeden, incidentally, he says they get complaints about this virtually on a daily basis. So from people who have wanted to cancel and been told that, no, you've got to honor the deal. And actually, the dealership's right. So the time to shop around for the best deal or to make sure that you can actually afford the car installment and the insurance premium is before you sign the contract, not after. Yeah. And it's really not on to go all thug's life on a business because you didn't think things through before committing to something. And putting that pen to paper. So,
yes, please. This is KZN.
Let's be grown ups.
This is not BrakPen.
Let's be grown ups. And know that if a bank is financing your car, you have to insure it for the entire term of the finance. And please factor that in when you do your affordability sums. And I'm saying this because I've had three cases today, Darren. I mean, today. I'm lying. This week.
This week.
Of people saying, I've signed the deal. I bought the car, but I actually can't afford the insurance. Yeah. And what's the best? How do I get rid of this car? How do you advise me? So it is a thing.
It is a real thing.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll have this podcast up for you a little bit later on our website, ecr.co.za. Just search for the Consumer Watch tab. And then I'm going to be cheeky here. When can we expect to see that?
Well, my other job is with Times. It will be going up on their website today. So once I have the link, I will put it on our blog and click through so people can go and have a look.
So we can see who the...
You can't actually see who he is, which I'm quite pleased about. We couldn't really use it because...
But if it's someone you know, you would recognize.
No, the guy, you see him walking, this large figure, you see him stalking through, and you see the actual incident, but you can't actually identify him.
The big guy.
He's big.
Was it Sky?
Let's just say he's Sky size-ish.
All right, so... Thank you, Wendy.
Big boy.
We'll have this podcast up on our blog, ecr.co.za.